All right, so we're going to take the Gemara on Yud Ches before we go to the Ramban. In Beita, Yud Ches and Amud Aleph in Beita. And, I mean, you'll see, it's obvious that the Ramban and the Balamor are going to be arguing about the interpretation of this Gemara. So let's see how we would understand the Gemara. Okay. Go ahead. So what's the case? Case like this. The Mishnah says that, basically the Mishnah says that according to Beis Hillel, you can be, an Adam can be Tovel on Shabbos, but you can't be Matbil Kalim on Shabbos, right? Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know, what's the reason for this? What's the reason for this? What's the reason for the Isser by the Kalim? Right? What's the reason for the Isser by the Kalim? Okay. So Rava says the Isser by the Kalim is Gzeira. What do you say? Nira Kimisakin Kli. Rava Omar Bisha Nira Kimisakin Kli. It looks like you're fixing a Kli. Okay. It looks like you're fixing a Kli. But what about a woman or a person? Iachi Adam Nami. Adam Nira Kimaker. Person looks like he's cooling off. Alright, so how do you understand this? How do you understand this? So what does it mean? What does it mean? What's interesting about this Gemara to think about is the formulation of the Yisurim. So what does it mean that a Kli, it's also to be Matvil a Kli, because it's Nira Kimisakein, but Adam is Mutter because it's not Nira Kim, because it's Nira Kimeka. Chakir over here. So how does it work? How does it work that we say by the Kalim it's Aser and by the Adam it's Mutter? How does that work? How do we include one and exclude the other? Okay, what do you say? What I mean to be asking is like this. Is it something, is there like an overall gezeira? Is there one gezeira and Rava is just saying it's going to come out that it naturally includes one case and doesn't include another case? In other words, don't do something that's near a kimizagin. And the kalim are aser mamela because they're near kimisakin, and the adam is not aser because he's not near kimisakin. Or is it they made a gzera, don't be makbil kalim, and there was a certain tam for that. And then the question is, why didn't they also make a gzera that a person shouldn't be tovel? And Rav is saying because the tam didn't exist over there. You understand what I'm asking? Right.
Well, isn't it's one gzeira?
Does the gzeira take on the character of a? Is the gzeira on a particular thing? Don't do this action. Right, and then there's a question: why didn't they also make a gzeira? Don't do that action as well. Right, or is the gzeira sort of contain somewhat a principle? Don't be a nira kimisakin. You know what I mean? It's not really toface a particular activity. It's a general activity. And Rav is saying, this is a nira kimisakin and this is not a nira kimisakin. Right? Yeah, so what do you say? So what does Rashi say? Rav Amar time at once these of the Nira Kimisakin Kli. Vidami litakonas malacha. Vigozer alamid rabbanan. Right? It's mashma from Rashi that the reason Nira Kimisakin was the reason why they were gozer not to be Tovel Kalim. Right? But the gzera is it's usher to be Matbil Kli. Right? And then the question is, so why, if you have two cases that have the same problem, why is there an inconsistency in when they made it in making a gzera in case A and not in case B? So to that, Rava is answering, there's not the same problem in Adam as there is in Kalim. So there wasn't as much of a cause to create the Gzera. Right? Okay.
What's so that, the Nira
Kemisakin? What is the Nira Kemisakin? Because it's not usable beforehand. This is talking about, because it's not usable beforehand. So putting it in the mikvah is like a tikkun mana.
So is it or not?
No, it's not a real tikkun mana, because there's no actual constructive action to the cheftza in terms of the cheftza itself. It's just removing an external problem.
But if it's very similar to it, so people will confuse it.
Right. People will say, oh, I see, you can make things usable. So what's the difference if I make things usable by putting it in the mikvah? Or if I just bend the wire the proper way so it's now usable? I fixed a little defect that it had.
It would be the same thing by person? If there was no possibility of miracle maker, you would have that same chashash by person?
That's interesting. Right. That's an interesting question. Why is it not how similar? Why would an Adam be like a... Why wouldn't you recognize a person is different than a Kli? Right. Okay, it's a good question. Why would you include the tikkun of a... But you'd have to say that the gzera was on tikkun in general. Tikkun al yidei mikvah. You'll see when we get to beitza, it comes up, this type of a question. This type of question is taken up in beitza by the case of the beitza itself. Why is the beitza also? So one of the reasons is because it's like... It's part of the gzera of eating a fruit that fell off of a tree. Even though it's not really a fruit and it doesn't come from a tree. But it seems when they make the tzura of the gzera, it's not exactly on a kli and a mikvah. That's not that wouldn't be the normal way to make it. Normal way to make it would be a little more abstract. I mean the tikkun of a mikvah, which would naturally include a person too. I will see. But anyway, something here is done that's extraordinary. Normal way to make this, the normal way to make the takana, the normal way to make the gzera would have included Adam. So why did they exclude Adam? Excluded Adam because there's no chshash by the Adam, and there is, the Gemara says also later, there's a benefit. The person is, there's a need, and there's no chshash. Why is it no chashash? Because it doesn't fall under the category of nira kimisakim. Right? Doesn't have the problem of a nira kimisakim. Why? Because it looks like he's doing something else. Yeah, so what's that idea? Right, so what about the person himself who knows he's allowed to go to the mikvah? He knows he's allowed to go to the mikvah. I mean... He knows he's going because he wants to be tahar. He has to pretend to himself that he's going down to cool off. Everybody's an observer, right? You can't say everybody's an observer. Somebody's doing it, right? Yeah. And the Gemara is strange. It says, what about, that's good if it's a nice, crystal clear, cool lake. But what if it's a muddy, bog. What are you going to say over there? So it says, well, if it's really, really hot, a person will go in there too. And then it says, what about in the winter? That's good in the summertime. But what about the wintertime? So it says it's true. Sometimes people go in to wash off. It's not just to cool down. Yeah. So what are all these questions and answers here? And then the Gemara finally says, those answers you can get away with, but Yom Kippur, you won't be able to use any of those answers. Right, so what does Rashi say? Teinach b'Shabbos, b'Yom Kippurim ma'ikel ha'meimar. B'Yom Kippurim, she'asa b'rechitza, mishum ino yumuta b'tfilas mitzvah kidel lekaman. But in Yom Kippur, when rechitza is asur, any form of rechitza is asur, right? Even the ones that you would say it's nira, that it's like. So what are you going to say? Havadai muchacha milso dilat vila miskavin velo kemekar. then it's certainly clear. In other words, the only interpretation is that he's going in for mikvah, for tevila, because there's no other possibility. Can't be going in to cool off or to. Question is, why can't he be going off to clean off? But okay, can't be going in to cool off because it's Yom Kippur. So according to Rava's argument, according to Rava's reasoning on Yom Kippur, it should be usur. Now, as it seems like the Gemara is learning that in order to make the gzeira, the tikkun over here has to be not just in effect, right? But it has to be a actual, the maisa has to be doma to a maisa malacha too. Right? So it has to be doma to a real maisa of tikkun. Not just the fact that the person is misukan. Has to be similar to the whole process of a specialized action whose only result is the fixing of the object, right? Like using a, you know, whatever you would do to a kli. So he's saying, as by the Adam, it's true there is an element in result that he's misukan, but as long as the maisa of going into mayim in any case has another interpretation, or it has another identity, then it's lacking in being doma to tikkun mona in the fact that it doesn't have a maisa of tikkun per se. It's just a generalized maisa. So people won't, you don't say a person will confuse a maisa uman, for instance, of getting out the tool chest and fixing fixing something with mikvah, because he'll say that's different. That's just it's like drinking orange juice if you have a sore throat. I mean, it's not a maisa per se of tikkun. It'll only be usur. It's not really an isser in the result. The isser is not, do not become misukan. It's don't do a maisa tikkun. But he's saying as long as there's another reason for doing this, there's another reality to this maisa itself, then it lacks in its identity of being a maisa tikkun per se. Okay, I think that's correct.
How do they give it out of the Because once we're saying that by the clean, you could also say it's clean with the clean, right?
Oh, but that's a possibility. So possibility is, to answer the question of the Kli and the Adam, Johnny is proposing that by, it has to have a certain amount of, it has to be a certain, it has to be a certain similarity, certain degree of similarity to the primary case of Tikkun Mona. So by the Kli, the fact that it's a Mona itself, puts it in the same category. The Cheftza is in the same category as the real case of Tikkun Mona. So as long as your lemaisa, as long as your maisa is for the purpose of the tikkun of the kli, that itself is doma le tikkun mona. But by the adam, in terms of the result, there is no tikkun. It's not a tikkun mona in result because the person is not a kli. Right? Person's not even a tree. But it has to be a tikkun mona in the maisa itself. So then if the maisa is shared by other activities, it's not definitively a tikkun mona. Okay, so then, in other words, so the Gemara is going through, what's interesting about the progression of the Gemara is it's taking particular cases and saying, well let's localize Zman. Let's localize things, right? Would a person go in this kind of a water? Would a person go in this season? So all of those things, it says, it's possible. But on Yom Kippur, there's zero possibility, right? Then the Maisa Rechitza on Yom Kippur has no parallel. So it must definitively be a Maisa of Tikkun. So according to Rava, it should be Usur on Yom Kippur. So that's where the Gemara says, what? Go ahead. Who is reading?
Nobody.
Chaim? Go ahead. Of course, we've never heard anything like that. You ever hear anything like that? Go ahead, Rashi. Okay, so Rashi already knows you have to limit it to malacha, of course. Right? Is there anything of malacha that is mutter on Shabbos? Go ahead. And he knows also that he's not talking about malacha daraisa, right? So is there anything that is of malacha on Shabbos and has no issa drabanan, a shvus, meaning a drabanan because it's doma to malacha? Is there anything on Shabbos that's mutter? And there's no iser that it's no iser drabanan of being domel l'malacha. Go ahead. And yet on Yom Kippur we do say it's aser because of malacha, meaning because it's domel to the malacha. Go ahead. Like this case where you want to say it's aser because it's near a kimasakin. Is there anything like that? No, of course there's nothing like that. And you can't, it's not just a coincidence. You can't have something like that. Right? Ella, what?
Ella, ho, Shabbat Shari, Yomati Purunami Shari.
Rashi.
Came into Shabbat, the Chamira Bunafa Shari.
Funny, isn't that funny? No. That Rashi says Kavan.
Instead of
Hoel. Because the Gemara makes a whole big deal out of Hoel. I know, it's just funny. Go ahead. Since on Shabbos, the chamira b'malacha shari mishum time of the maker. Since on Shabbos, what which is more chamir b'malacha? It's mutter because of the reasoning of Mekar. In other words, on Shabbos, which is more chomer malacha, there happens to be a reason that exists on Shabbos that prevents the necessity for the gzeira on Shabbos, right? So then, what? V'yom kippurim nami shari. Even though the mitigating factor doesn't exist on Yom Kippur. So, if it doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. So why can't we have this gedera? It's perfectly logical to say there's no Isser on Shabbos and an Isser on Yom Kippur. It's not capricious at all. It's very principled. So why can't we do it? Fine. Why can't we do it? Shalot tachmir linyan malacha b'yom kippur m'shabbos. That we can't have a chumrah. We can't be machmir. In terms of malacha on Yom Kippur over Shabbos, we can't. We're not allowed to. Yeah. The way Rashi is expressing it, it's some sort of like a deference to Shabbos as the supreme day of malacha. No? Mars, it wouldn't be right, it wouldn't be proper. Why is he considering Shabbos chamira b'malacha? He's saying Shabbos is chamira b'malacha, that means what? In malacha daraisa? So he shouldn't have any derabbanans instituted that reduce that idea that Shabbos is chamira, or that offset the balance of Shabbos being chamira. But what does he mean is chamira? Okay, so Yehuda is trying to offer a logical explanation. right? It's the direction of the flow of melacha. It's based on the direction of the flow of melacha. That Yom Kippur gets the tzuros of melacha that are formulated in the Gabi Shabbos. In other words, Yom Kippur adopts the Shabbos system of melacha. So in terms of the whole system of melacha should be adopted, it's adopted from Shabbos. If on Shabbos is something, in other words, it's not that you rework the ideas again on Yom Kippur from scratch, but you transporting the Isurei Shabbos. So Isurei Shabbos only can be defined within the context of Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, you don't say, I'm going to do like Isurei Shabbos on Yom Kippur. I'm going to treat Yom Kippur like a Shabbos and work with Yom Kippur redesigning all the malachos. You take over wholesale the shame of Isur, the shame of all the malachos has to have the shame of Malacha Shabbos. You can't have something that exists on Yom Kippur that doesn't have a shame of Malacha Shabbos. So if even if there was a Alpi Svara, the logic of the system of Shabbos would generate an Issa D'Rabbanan on Yom Kippur, it wouldn't, by definition, wouldn't have the character of Issa Shabbos anymore. Because that's when you want the character of Issa Shabbos, you go by the formed Tzuros. Alright, that's a good answer. It's an interesting answer. Okay, we'll keep that as a possibility. Somebody else? Okay, now here's a difficult Gemara. Now the Gemara says like this. Umi isle, you want to continue, Chaim?
Sure.
Less enthusiastic than the first time.
I didn't actually do this
tomorrow. Ah, there we go. Umi isle le Rava ho'il. Does Rava really have ho'il? What does that mean, Rashi? Umi isle ho'il v'isuri Shabbos k'hai gavna. Mishum d'shari b'ha lo tishtri b'ha. What is Rashi talking about? Okay. Oh yeah, it's wrong. It's a mistake. Right. So, right, it has to be that Mishum Deshoi Baha Lotisri Baha. Yeah, so 1 second. So, what's the problem over here? What's the problem in this Gemara? And what's the case generally that we're talking about now? What's the case we're talking about now in general, generally speaking? That was the first case. But what's the Ho'il? Did anybody get passed up to the Ho'il? The Ho'il is a totally different question. The Ho'il is on Shabbos itself. Now let's take a look at the case. Okay, so he says like this. V'hatanan ha'choshesh b'sheinov lo yigma bo'enas ha'chometz. Ovo metabel hu kedarko. Vim nisrape nisrape. So there's a Mishnah that says like this. If a person has a toothache, okay, you shouldn't take the chometz, shouldn't take the vinegar into your mouth. But he can dip his food into the vinegar and eat like a normal. That's how they always used to eat. They used to dip things into vinegar, right? Tibul is a lashon achila even. So if you get better. So what does it mean? The Rashi says, lo yigma bohen es achomeis lerefuah. The kol refuah b'shabbos gozer barabam shum shchikas samamonim shiav melacha tochin. So the isser of refuah is exera because of malacha. So you can't do a maaser refuah. So taking the vinegar into your mouth, that would be an isser refuah. It's like a painkiller. It's very, I guess it deadens your the nerves.
That would have formulated a lot differently. Isn't that for the guy himself? If his purpose is refuah.
No. Slow down. Oval metabel hubo ma'acholo kedarko, but he can eat normally. There's no iser. He can eat normally. He can even choose to eat vinegar as a dip, because that's done. People do that, right? Okay, so that you can do. That's like I said before, you can eat foods that help you. Because there it still is a regular Maisa Achila. Now it's like this. Ureminon, but we have a stira. Ureminon ala lo yigma opolet, avo megameo bolea. So that Mishnah says you can't be gomea at all. Right? But there's another brisa that says you can't put it in your mouth and spit it out, but you can swallow it. Okay? Rashi, lo yigameo polet, demucha milsa de lerfu of it. There's no other reason for taking vinegar in your mouth and spitting it out other than refuah. So the other Mishnah says you can gargle with, you can take the vinegar and drink it. But you can't take the vinegar and spit it out. Because that's muchach that it's refuah. Drinking it's not muchach that it's refuah. But our Mishnah doesn't make any distinction. Our Mishnah also means megameo pole. No, there's no steer. Our Mishnah was not talking about megameo bolea. Right? Okay. Very good. Now, the Rava Omar, here's the problem. But Rava said, afilu tema megameo bolea. Velokasha. Rava says, our Mishnah even is talking about swallowing, which the other Mishnah says is mutter. So why isn't it a stira? Because it depends on the context. Kan kodem tibol, kan la'achar tibol. Okay. Kodem tibol, kodem achila, if you haven't eaten yet, migamea ubolea, then you can take it into your mouth. I mean, megamea means like you're filling your mouth with it. So like, right? And swallow it. Why? Delo muchach milsa de refuah. It's not muchach that's for refuah. De savri chomets a hani lelemechal. He's hungry and he likes chomets. A little odd, but okay. He's hungry and he likes chomets. Is this the Nigron?
This is different.
So, oh, that's Shem and Zayas.
Yeah.
Right. So, and the other one is La'achar Tibol. La'achar Achila v'tovol ma'achola b'chomets mucha milsa d'lav chomets boi l'mitam. If the guy already ate and used the chomets as a tibol, so that shows he doesn't really eat chomets. He doesn't eat chomets. That's not his practice. So it must be mishum refuah. So it must be that his only reason for doing this now is for refuah. So Rava's, in other words, Rava's saying that in the morning before you eat, you can take the vinegar and swallow it. But after you eat, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because before you eat, it's not muchach that it's for refuah. But after you eat, it is muchach that it's for refuah. Okay? So what does that do with us? So the Gemara, so Rashi says, Va'amai, why should Rava say this? Va'amai, hare kodem achilas Shabbos haya mutter. Before his Shabbos lunch, it was mutter. U'b'chatzi Shabbos hata osro. And in the middle of Shabbos, now you say it's osro. U'b'chatzi Shabbos hata matiro. And half of the Shabbos say it's mutter. Something a little funny with that Rashi too. But basically, it's a problem of, according to Rava's interpretation of this Mishnah, comes out the same action in the morning is Asur, in the morning is Mutter, and in the afternoon is Asur. Name a Hoil! But if Rava is such a Hoil man, like you claim by Yom Kippur, why doesn't he say Hoil here? Hoil v'kodem achila shari, since before he ate it was Mutter, denira kichofetz bebliatz chometz, because it appeared like he likes to drink chometz. La'achar achila nami shari. Should also be mutter after achila. Shein chilek b'shir shal Shabbos. There's no chilek in the shir of Shabbos. So the question is, what does this have to do with Yom Kippur and Shabbos? That's like a totally different thing. In one day, you shouldn't have something that's usher and mutter. But Rashi's learning that, but the Gemara is asking this as a kasha on the shita of going from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. What is going, why would you say, because he would say, If it's mutter on Shabbos, it should be mutter on Yom Kippur. That's the same principle as saying in the beginning of Shabbos it's mutter, it has to be mutter in the end of Shabbos. Well, what's the comparison? What's the comparison? So the Gemara says you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The strength of this question is insurmountable. And Rava really changed his mind. Rava really changed his mind. So he says, Hadabe Rava me'ahi. You're right, Rava really changed his mind. And he came down to agree with Abaye that the Chomets, the Shanya, he changed his case of Chomets, Vishanya ke Abaye, and he learned like Abaye. Ves zu de tvila de islei ho'il omar la'acha chazara. And the case of tvila by Yom Kippur, he said after the case of chazara. After he changed his mind. In other words, Rashi is very exact over here. He's saying there's a principle that we're calling ho'il. If you hold from ho'il, then on Shabbos, then any isser that doesn't exist on Shabbos can't exist on Yom Kippur. And likewise, something that's mutter in the beginning of Shabbos has to be mutter in the end of Shabbos. And if you don't hold from ho'il, then you can do either one of those two. So that's why saying when Rava said that on Yom Kippur it has to be mutter, that must be after he already changed his mind and adopted the principle of ho'il. But before he changed his mind to adopt the principle of ho'il, he wouldn't have said that. Right? It's not like the Yom Kippur could have existed without ho'il. Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur case shows you vaday ho'il. And ho'il would necessitate an equality on Shabbos itself. So both of these things were... So you have to change them. Before he held from ho'il, he wouldn't have said it's... he wouldn't have had his idea by the tevila, tevilas adam. And after ho'il, he has to agree with Abaye that you can drink and that you can swallow the chomets on Shabbos.
What was the Gemara's question? You slay the rabba ho'il.
That's the question. That's the question that we have to think about. What is the comparison? Why is the Gemara so confident that if he holds that the Shabbos Yom Kippur had nothing to do with ho'il, with this type of ho'il. Shabbos Yom Kippur had to do with that Shabbos is a chomer day, and you can't make anything on Yom Kippur more chomer than on Shabbos. What does that have to do with having an inconsistency on the day of Shabbos itself? They're two totally different problems. Why would the Gemara dream to compare these two?
Seems like the only connection is the word ho'il.
And Rashi changes it. That's why I said it was interesting.
Rava changing his mind, that was...
That's allowed.
No, but is that in the Gemara in Shabbos? This whole Gemara?
What do you mean in Shabbos?
The case of the Choshesh Mishina.
Yeah, that's where he changed his mind.
Okay, so what do we see from there when he changes his mind?
That he does hold from ho'il.
Right, so what's the Gemara's question? Besides the fact the comparison of Shabbos.
But the Gemara says he changed his mind because they were stuck with how he could say that by Yom Kippur and say this by Shabbos. One of those has to be changed. So why did it change? Why did they decide to choose? That's what the Gemara's next question is. So how do you know he changed his mind by Shabbos? Maybe he changed his mind by Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says no. But we have another reason that we know he definitely holds by Yom Kippur.
In Shabbos also they bring this case to say they changed his mind. Like it seems like from that Gemara alone, they have Rava doesn't seem to hold like ho'il, and then he changes mind and he holds like ho'il.
That's the answer. The answer is he changed his mind. The kasha is how could he say that it's mutter in the morning and also in the afternoon? So the answer is you're right. He doesn't really hold that way. He had to change his mind. Must be he changed his mind. Right? You understand?
I mean, the question was, he seems to hold up ho'il by Shabbos Yom Kippur, but he doesn't hold up ho'il in Shabbos.
Apparently, there's no statement that he changed his mind.
Oh.
The only statement is the way he interpreted the mission the first way. The Gemara says he changed his mind. And the Gemara says, how do you know which way he changed his mind? There was no concrete evidence that he said he changed his mind by the Mishnah. That's why the Gemara says, well, how do you know he changed his mind there? But the Gemara holds just not possible to correlate these two positions. Okay? So let's think about that a little bit. And then we'll start the Ramban. So I'm just telling you, I think that you'll see that the way the Ramban, the Balamor, you have to think about how the Gemara is going to work out according to the Balamor. And the Ramban at least tells you clearly how he interprets this Gemara. Ramban clearly explains how he interprets this Gemara. In my opinion, it's not the same as Rashi. But we'll see. So I don't know, so what should we do? Should we try to give a definition first, or should we just go to the Ramban? It's always better to think it through, think things through first yourself. So we'll try to give it a go with the learning according to Rashi. This is just Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara. And then we'll see the Ramban, and we'll have to think what the Balamor would answer.